picture Chicago playing in a concert in your backyard.
Go ahead, man. That sounds too good to turn it off. That is Chicago, right?
You tell me. I'm pretty sure this song is older than I am.
It is, but boy, you hear those big horns. That's okay, Mike. Let it run, baby. I like that. Oh, yeah.
Hey, we've been talking, and Jennifer's been pretty busy behind the scenes. A lot of people asking about the insect products we mentioned. Well, there was a number of them. You can always look through the podcast. You can go to Bonide's partner page on our website and find what we're talking about, and in particular, the ones for ticks and ants, those kinds of critters. That was 8 insect control Bonide products are American-made right here in the great U.S. of A. Nothing beats an American-made product. You can find it in Mesa, Summerwinds in Phoenix, and Waters in Prescott for all of your indoor, outdoor, especially if you've got it's safe to use around the pet. So if you're working to get rid of the ticks and fleas, they bring in 8 insect control.
There you go. We're here with the brains of Bellegarde. Let's bring Philip back into the conversation. We had to cut him short there to meet the bottom of the hour news break. Philip, welcome back to the conversation. President of the Homeowner Association demanded and forbid concrete to be poured. I think that was a very smart decision. But you had a particular question about, I think, the pavers, the spread of pavers at your house.
Yeah, the pavers are 9 years old. And, of course, with the irrigation system, they're still going to get a little bit of a dusting of water on them, and especially with our Arizona water. It's starting to give some discoloration. And I don't want to create a maintenance nightmare because that's one of the reasons why I enjoy the pavers. Is there a way to treat them, solvent-based, water-based product, that could bring back a continuity of color but also help preserve them too?
Philip, let me introduce you to Nathan Angel. Nathan, talk him through the options he's got there.
Well, first of all, the best thing that you can do for those pavers to bring color life back to them is going to clean them. And that's going back to the cleaners we mentioned in the last hour. The efflorescence cleaner or overall hardscape cleaners are synthetic acids. A lot of times with our dust and our environment, and yes, the calcium buildup from our overspray from the irrigation systems are going to just cause the pavers to look like they've lost their color. When in fact, the color is through and through. The color is still there. We just got to clean them to bring them back. That general overall clean, that acidic clean, is going to really make those pavers pop again for you, Philip. And I think you're going to fall right back in love with them.
Is that a do-it-yourself project?
Absolutely.
Is
again,
it really? Okay.
Again, Romy may scoff at this, but...
What's that? Scoff at what?
Well, doing you were saying last hour that it's, you know, reading directions. It's no. So
oh,
easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy, Romy. It
I'm not
so...
against doing it yourself. I'm just, you know, who takes the time to read directions?
Well, I'm telling you, follow those directions, you read them, or go to the QR code on there, pull up the YouTube video that the manufacturer suggests. And you'll do it step by step, and you'll love it.
Talk through it a little bit. I mean, can I use my pressure washer that allows me to add solvent into it and pressure wash it, or do I spray apply it with a Hudson sprayer and a hose and brush it? Is it hands and knees, or am I upright the whole time?
You are upright the entire time.
I like that.
You could use it. You could use a sprayer if you want. I do not recommend a pressure washer, though. We don't like pressure washers on our systems unless. You've got a very specific, you've got heated, you've got a whisper wash system. Otherwise, no, let's just do this by hand. It's not, it'll take you a little bit of time depending on the square footage you got, and thankfully Phil's got a lot of square foot. I say that as a manufacturer, but, you know, as a homeowner, I understand it will take you a little bit longer, but it's really simple. We want to wet down the entire area because that sand in the joint's going to be dry. We want it to soak up water. In the meantime, mix up your chemical. The bottle will tell you, traditionally, it's going to be a 4-to-1 mix of water to acid. And then we're going to apply that acid from the bottom of the slope working up. We want to work from the bottom of the slope because we want, when we wash it off, we need surface contact. So I mentioned wetting everything down. As soon as that surface goes surface dry, we're ready to start applying that cleaner. Work 100 to 200 square foot section. You can use a sprayer. I actually use a little plastic watering can, but a 2-gallon watering can you water your plants with. Spreads it out nice and easy. It's good and easy. It's an easy mix to remember. And you move forward. You do a little light scrub. You don't have to work your arms and you're not putting a ton of elbow grease to it.
Okay. And then, Philip, what are your major cross streets?
Arizona and Hunt Highway.
Okay. From there, Nathan, where is he going to go to? Closest location for rounding that up?
We've got a John Deere Landscapes location in Gilbert, off of Power Road. If you're in Mesa, you're driving around, nice big selection at the Marvell Building and Masonry on Country Club and Southern.
Okay.
They've got a nice big selection of our products that we recommend. We typically like to recommend the Technoseal cleaners. They've got some good cleaners. If you've got paint, they've got surface cleaners. They've got oil removers. They've got paint, tar, rubber removers. It's all good product that's going to help you revitalize that hardscape.
There you go, Philip.
If you get it clean, would you still ever go on top of it with something to give it at least not a sheen, of course, but some type of a finish? Is that, or are you just creating a maintenance issue?
Well, I wouldn't call it a maintenance issue. I would call it just overall maintenance. Yes, you will have to go back and reapply that sealer depending on which sealer you use every 2 to 3 years. The sealer that I really recommend for Arizona is the Technoseal IN. It stands for Invisible. It is really, really good product. It's a water-based penetrator. It's going to help you lock in that color, that existing real color that you've got after cleaning. And it's going to be a nice repellent for any stains sitting on top of it. It's going to make it easy to clean throughout the life of the hardscape.
Philip, you've got all the brains of Belgard here. You got any other questions? Any one last question? Now's the time to ask it.
My second question was a smell question that you answered a couple of weeks ago, and bathroom odors at our church. I cannot get the odors out. We've had a plumber out. We put the stack pipe up higher, and you can walk in there now, and it is just unbelievably smell. So
gross.
I don't know.
You know what? One of the most popular shows we've ever done is odor elimination. And Philip, I absolutely 100% guarantee we can eliminate the odors. We may just have to put a negative pressure fan on your plumbing system, and we can do that. Jennifer, my wife, has got your name and phone number. We'll give you a call, talk you through exactly how to do that, even if we have to come out and do it yourself. Anything for a church, we'll usually come out and do for free. Philip, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We have Carrie and Don on hold as well. Can we talk pavers a little bit? You know, when we in the industry talk about generation 1, 2, and 3. You know, when pavers came out, you were talking, they came over from Europe and from Canada, and it was the generation 1. It was the paver, interlocking paver that came in from Canada and Europe in the 80s. We've come a long ways from then.
A long way.
I like, in particular, and I don't know how much of y'all doing, but people ask me all the time, well, one thing I really like about pavers is that when it rains and we have some moisture falling from the sky, it's going to put the water back in the soil. But that's kind of deceiving, isn't it? The pavers actually shed most of the water.
Yeah.
Now,
we've got a tremendous amount of density in our pavers, so we're very little absorption. The sand in the joints has only got 3 to 5% permeability, so we're really not, unless you put in a permeable paver system, which is, you know, rock in the joints and then rock underneath, you're not going to be putting that water back into the ground table. It's going to run off.
And you have that as an option, and yeah, I love it.
We do.
The permeable product is a great product. I see it commercially a lot. My church parking lot is permeable paver patios. Jackie.
Yeah, just going back to talking about Gen 1, 2, and 3, what we really like to look about when we go through our design process for pavers is looking for pavers that will blend with the environment, look natural with the environment. So the old blocky, you know, 4x4 yes, paver that probably was more utilitarian than outdoor living style. If you go to Belgard.com and you go to the product section, we have a whole filter so you can filter by your personal style, whether you like a natural collection, you want something that looks a little bit more contemporary. You can really find your style through color, texture, and shape with our particular line of pavers.
Okay. Listen, we need to take Don. He's called, and apparently he's got a big remodel going on at his house, and he doesn't want to be old because he's too busy, and if everybody sees him standing around, everybody else is going to start standing around. Don, welcome to Rosie on the House. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. I've got pavers I installed in my backyard, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and when I was finished, I was looking at a product that paver sealer that creates a wet look. But my concern was I have some low spots where the water sits. So if I see it, I'm thinking it's filler, so it's water run through, and I'm going to have standing water in those places. And then the other question is, how long does that product, you know, last in the sun?
Okay, Nathan?
Well, particularly water wet look sealers are going to be solvent-based for the most part. Solvent in our market, you're only going to get, what I say, 2 summers. I won't say even 2 years. it's really two summers. So if you were to install it now, you're only going to get through the end of next summer with them before you're going to have to reapply. You want to make sure you keep good records of the sealer that gets put on, because if we do know what sealer you put on, we can simply add another coat of sealer to that. If we don't know, we have to run the risk of stripping that sealer off, and we don't want to do that at all. So I would encourage you, all Arizona homeowners, to keep good records of what gets actually put on or applied to their surfaces. In terms of the water settling in spots, it sounds like we've got either a sinkage issue or an installation issue. We would most likely like to fix that first and get those so that the water is not sitting anywhere. The water is really designed to run off our systems, and I would recommend that get, you know, repaired first before we do any kind of sealer or other maintenance.
Okay, Jackie.
Yeah, one more thing I just want to mention is, so when you have the pavers in, you don't have to put on a sealer. Sealers are great, but you can do pavers without sealer. It's all dependent on the look you want to achieve in the end, and then there are easier to clean options. But you know, here in the Arizona market, what he was talking about with the gloss, some people like that high gloss finish, but
wet look.
But it's very much temperature driven too. With that, was Nathan was saying, but you don't have to seal a paver if you like that natural look. You don't, and Jennifer.
Miss Jennifer, the homeowner from Northern California.
Yeah, and I actually, referring back to Phil's question, I think the caller before had asked about, you know, how hard is it to put on, and I actually just did mine, like, maybe last Saturday, actually.
Okay.
She sent pictures. It was awesome.
Yeah, sent pictures. Okay. And what I did, which was actually helpful, is you can get little samples of each of them. So what I did was take a look at, you know, what was the high gloss, and then I looked at, I think there was one that was supposed to have no visibility, and then I put on the one that just enhanced the color. And for me, the one that enhanced the color really was kind of tied in with what I currently had and really looked nice in the environment. So we went with that. And then I loved it so much, actually, I used it on the elements as well.
Which is the vertical
fireplace.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's absolutely gorgeous. So I kind of did half of it and sent a picture out to show Erica and Jackie the difference. And it's just absolutely gorgeous. I love it. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's really easy. And cleaning them as well. I think just the solution that they were talking about, putting that on the pavers. My husband is not so much the DIY guy. And I did it all. And I mean, if I can do that, it's really a pretty simple thing.
Very good. You can see Jennifer's project if you go to rosieonthehouse.com, the front page in the Belgard section. We've got all Belgard videos there. Click on Belgard Elements, and you'll see a demonstration of her backyard and how nice it really is. So you did the sealer yourself. Congratulations.
I did. Thank you.
Very good. Here with the brains of Belgard, listen, if you're a reader of the Arizona Republic, you see in there today an article on hardscapes and the different options you have in patio surfaces. And it goes directly to the caller that's actually on hold right now, calling from Tucson, and they particularly want to know price to install pavers, especially as it may or may not relate to other particular products that they could pick. That article is in the Arizona Republic today. Tomorrow it's in the Casa Grande Dispatch. We'll have it in the Green Valley News down in Green Valley on Wednesday, and of course in the Tucson, Arizona Daily Star. So we're covering the state with the radio show, with the covering the world with the website, and covering Arizona in all the major newspapers. It's Rosie on the House, back with Carrie, calling from Tucson right after this.